This is Sean with St. Joan of Arc Stories, and I'm speaking with Carl Henn. Carl, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty well, considering my advanced age.
And how old are you today?
99.
That's a lot of time helping out the world.
Oh, yes.
All right, so did you grow up in Indianapolis?
Evansville. On the Ohio River.
On the Ohio River. So when did you move to Indianapolis?
Well, when Uncle Sam turned me loose in late 1945, I knew that my parents had moved from Evansville to Indianapolis and were now living here. So when I came back from Europe, I came here directly to Indianapolis.
Okay.
And lived here ever since.
And how did you meet your wife, Polly?
I had a very good friend who, when he married, I attended their wedding reception, and there met a friend of his wife, Polly Sharp, and when I met her, it was a very pleasant meeting, and when it was time for the two of them to return from their honeymoon, I was going to pick them up at the railway station. And I invited Polly, as the friend of the bride, to ride along.
Okay.
And from there on, it was very good to know this beautiful young blonde.
And you guys had how many kids together?
We have 8 daughters, and each one has a brother.
So that's 9 total.
That's right.
All right.
Good guess.
Thank you. So, you go to St. Joan of Arc. How many years have you been involved with St. Joan of Arc?
Well, I'm trying to think. After returning from Europe and taking roots here in Indianapolis, our family was originally involved over on the west side, and hold on a moment. Polly, Joan of Arc was the parish of my wife. From childhood on, she went to school at St. Joan of Arc and got her had been a very devoted parish member there, and when we became close, I had kind of joined her at St. Joan of Arc.
Okay. So what's one of your favorite memories with her at St. Joan of Arc?
Well, we had rather a group of men at Joan of Arc who were with me in taking part in a program called Christ Renews His Parish.
Okay.
And that made us very active in the church. And over the years, we were really quite devoted to the church and its various people and various pastors and so forth. And I got so involved at St. Joan of Arc that I wrote a book that you have probably seen called, hold on.
50 Years of Joan.
What's the name of the book?
50 Years?
20. Or 50 Years. No, 20 Years of St. Joan of Arc. Have they shown you a copy of the book?
I personally haven't seen it yet.
You haven't?
I personally have not.
My goodness. They should have, knowing what you were interested in, they should have shown you one right away.
Well, I'll definitely make sure
maybe,
I get a copy of it.
I wonder if they don't have any more copies. I wonder. I didn't know that. I thought they might still have some.
They might. I'm sure that they do. I'll have to ask on that. So would you say overall that Joan of Arc has been a pretty good anchor for you and your family?
Oh, yes. Oh, no question to my mind. And one of the things about that church has been for me to admire the architect who suggested the way the church should be built when the men of St. Joan of Arc knew they wanted to build a church, that it turned out to be it would be the kind of church that would have been reared up in ancient Rome,
right?
With the pillars and the altar, the way it's built could be just what you would see back in Rome.
So, who would you say would be somebody that has really stood out to you over the years? That's helped out with St. Joan of Arc. That maybe works for the church, or just a general person that goes to the church, who's somebody that you'd like to give a little bit of appreciation for what they've done for the church?
Oh boy. Now you're testing me, because one of the drawbacks of age is loss of memory.
Sure.
And I have become an expert at losing memory.
What would you say, just in general, that the faculty and everybody's been pretty strong over the years?
Oh, yes. There's no question that, to me, no question that they have an excellent, excellent school there, that the pastors of Joan of Arc have been men of great capacity and leadership, the pastors and people that work with them in the church are marvelous, marvelous people. A woman who works there named Melinda. Have you met her?
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful person who is her husband. Is one of the leaders, Ravelli, Jim Ravelli, is one of the leaders among the current crop of men there at St. Joan of Arc, and Joe Ravelli. And he's a very good friend. The problem with my relationship with him or anybody else these days is that I am living in a facility here, the forum, that is such a... The way it's set up, it's not easy to have people
come in and visit.
It's
right?
Yeah, I totally understand. Yeah.
Totally understand. Yeah. That's kind of the what's going on with these times right now, but hopefully it'll loosen up.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Mr. Hanna, really appreciate your time and what you had to say about St. Joan of Arc.
Did they not give you a copy of that book?
I personally haven't been given a copy, but I have seen it, and I know that they do have them.
Well, then why don't you get one?
I think I will.
All right.
Well, listen, I thank you very much for your time. Just stay on the line, and I'm going to close this one out, okay?
Well, certainly.